All set to go.
You talking to me?
Yep, that's what I was told. You want to?
Okay, I didn't know this.
You weren't informed? Sorry, Erland.
All right, sorry about that. My name is Erland. I'm an alcoholic and a member of the West Barnstable Group. It's good to be seeing everybody again tonight. Thank God for Zoom, huh? The fear part, as I always say, was the most powerful and I think effective part of the fourth step. I got to it in the usual way, I think. I had done the previous part, the resentment part, and just to summarize that briefly, in the three columns of the grudge list, the various things that had been affected by my individual resentments were also, each of them, involved with fear. And so I had fear bracketed at the end of each one of those lists in the third column. That was the first appearance of the word fear. Then in the turnarounds, I had to answer four questions. Where was I selfish, dishonest, self-seeking, and frightened? And of course, that last one is a closer, more detailed look at my fear, where I actually listed the individual fears. Just an aside, I had a conversation with someone long distance today that was had a question about the fear. They had been, it had been suggested to them that they lumped their fears together so as to have the few that were paramount. And that is definitely not the way I did it. I listed each individual fear that I was aware of. Sometimes it was, there were two or three fears listed. Sometimes the list was much longer. But each fear was a discrete, separate fear. And I think that's very important because the next thing to do when I got to the fear part was to go back through the resentment part and make a list of those fears that I had already listed. So this is the new list, just of the fears. Obviously, there was a lot of duplication, so each fear only needed to be included once. But in spite of that, I had a healthy list of about 200 fears, each one discrete. Each one significantly different than any of the others. I took that list and referring to the language in the book, I, first of all, for each fear, started off by putting on the paper, I had been afraid of, let's say, my favorite was lightning. Because I've been trying to protect myself from lightning, or I've been trying to control lightning, even more absurd. Well, that's why I had the fear, because I've been trying to control something or somebody. But that doesn't solve the problem. That just states what the problem is. And so the book says, I took the language right out of the book. It says, instead, so I wrote, instead of humbly trusting and relying on God. And what I wrote was something that I got out of page 59, where the steps are listed for the first time. in the paragraph before it, it says, half measures availed us nothing. We stood at the turning point. We asked his protection and care with complete abandon. We asked his protection and care. So that's what I said next. Instead of humbly trusting and relying on God to care for and protect me, whether I'm hit by lightning or not. And I think it's really, really important to understand that I'm not writing something here where I expect God to give me what I want. I wouldn't write to keep me from being hit by lightning. Who am I to say? But I can ask to be protected from lightning. Now, it just so happens that that's always been my favorite, because when I was young and growing up, I had experience with lightning several times, and I'm here to talk about it. So it was, I didn't get hit by some 250,000 volt lightning bolt, but it was lightning nevertheless. It was enough to knock me out and knock me down on three separate occasions. So that's the best example that I can give of my experience with it. After I've written that, I include so that he can demonstrate through me what he can do. And I think it's very important for me to include that. And that's how I've always treated my fears. I've gotten, a great deal of relaxation on in this subject of fear is doing it this way, because I came to see that fear really has no power over me as it used to back in the old days. Prior to getting sober, being introduced to this book in sobriety and to the what became the original West Barnstable Men's Big Book Step Study Group when we were up at the college, it was quite a revelation to see that that in fact, I mean, just not, I'm not preaching this, I'm saying fear lost its power over me, and that's an amazing thing. Coming from where I came from. And I don't think I can say too much more than that. John, thank you for asking me.
I apologize for putting you on the spot.
I probably deserve it.
Thank you, Earl.